What is stress?
Yeah, quite often in Christian work and humanitarian work, we look at stress from a critical incident point of view. And movies, you probably know that I like movies like Killing Fields or Proof of Life. You have the hostage taking in Proof of Life. Those are critical incidents, very high stress, a bomb threat, a hostage taking. Yeah, things like this are very high stress. I don't want to really talk about these. I want to focus more on cumulative stress, like stress that builds up. And stress builds up quite often as just the routine things of life. Your children, you're moving, you go on a trip, challenges at work, your car breaks down, and lots of phone calls. You might know the movie Hanging Up with Meg Ryan and Diane Keaton. Meg Ryan plays Eve, who can't disconnect to her super career sister, Georgia, who is only full of advice, but usually short of help. Nor can she say no to her sister, Maddie, who seems to call or come around only when she needs a favor. To round up the pressures, Eve's key business event is running into constant complications, and she causes a car accident, which seriously changes the looks of a doctor's Mercedes. Eve must find the roots of her maddening drive to accommodate everyone, and she must heal the wounds of disconnection that have plagued her family since her youth. Eve is definitely not in control of her life. Are you not in control of your life?
I think we all feel at times that it's just out of control. We just talk about surviving. How are you? I'm surviving.
I'm surviving, yeah. Stress is a condition of feeling experienced when a person perceives that demands exceed or go above the personal and social resources the individual is able to mobilize. So that's the definition of stress that I'm going to use. Let me read it again.
Yeah, okay.
Stress is a condition of feeling experienced when a person perceives that demands go above the personal and social resources the individual is able to mobilize. So you have personal and social resources within you.
And they would be?
And they would be friends. They would, like an emotional tank, maybe.
Okay.
A relational tank, emotional tank. And you give and you give and you give, and your tank is getting lower and lower and lower on fuel, and you have to refill it. Maybe there is not enough fuel for a certain high stressful experience. Maybe there is. And so our challenge is to always have our tank filled, at least half filled. How is it filled? We're going to talk about this later and over the next weeks. But it's definitely filled with time out, exercise, healthy food, and social contacts. Good friends, having good fellowship, and things you like, things you enjoy, things that you experience as fun things. These things are not always easy to find living overseas. But again, stress is not necessarily something bad. It all depends on how you take it. There can be times where there is low stress and you feel bored and depressed.
Nothing's happening.
Nothing is happening.
I'm useless.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about all the unemployment in Europe and the unemployed people getting more and more and more. This is a whole group of people who are underutilized, low stress, depressed, and I think they have major problems. Major problems can arise for a society that have lots of unemployed people. So low stress and boredom is not healthy either. High stress is also not healthy. It can cause a lot of other things. So you need to find the optimum stress in your life. A little bit more, a little bit less, depending on where you are. So think about this for a second. What is your optimum stress level? Are you underutilized or are you overutilized? Is your emotional tank too full or is it very empty?
So how do we find the optimum stress level?
So you either think about yourself, if you can do this, just lay back, close your eyes and think about those questions. Am I bored or am I just very, very stressed and empty? If you can't do this, if you don't come to a point, then ask a coach, ask someone. And a coach will guide you through a series of questions. Who are you? What do you want in your life? What is your passion? What is your gifting? And do you utilize these things? do you live in this area of your passions? Are you happy with what you do and you achieve? Or are there so many areas in your life that are dead, that are underutilized, and you are bored? Sort of finding your way through this. Another area is the work-life balance. This is usually for managers and CEOs who work too much and who don't spend enough time, sufficient time with their family and their children back home. So they are challenged to move into a work-life balance. And again, this is to keep them in the optimum stress level, but also to keep them in the area of their responsibilities, to spend time with their children back home, like the private life, and also taking care of themselves in order to keep the tank full. So that's the work-life balance. How to distinguish stress in a private environment and stress in a work environment is very different for different people, for singles, married, and families.
So it's important for each of us to look at where our stress is, to not just separate it from work and home, but That's to look right. at it in total. Can you give us an example of looking at optimal stress levels?
Yeah, depending on where I am in my life, I can see different times where I had too much stress and then some times where I was underutilized. Yeah, usually I'm overutilized, I have to say. But right now I live in Europe and my roles have changed. My wife does training, education, and I take care of the children. And in my work-related area, I'm underutilized. I'm bored. But then in other areas with my children, I'm overutilized. So, and I have to balance. It's like an electronic mixer that I have to pull down my stress level with my children, and I have to increase my stress level in my work a little bit to find a good balance. My wife right now is overutilized with her work, with her training. She's stressed. She has to write papers. She has to meet deadlines, and she has not enough time with her children and with me. And so she has to pull down her work level and pull up her time with the family a little bit. So that this is just a model to think about stress and to look at it from a point of view of there is an optimum stress level. It is not good, really, if you are underutilized, bored, and it's not good if you're overutilized either.
Thank you very much for talking with us today, Felix, and for defining stress and looking at being overutilized and underutilized. Next week, we would like to look at our responses to stress and how we react.